Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Hoffman Show. We are on the Team 980, the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, YouTube. I just want to keep naming spots, but those are the main places you can find us. I'm, of course, Craig Hoffman, the host of the show. Anthony Haney is here as well, although yet again, as far as I know, they haven't fixed the air conditioning. I didn't even bother asking today. I assume at this point they're just going to tell me when it's fixed, Anthony, and I will, at that point, return to the office and see you in person for the first time in weeks. But here is here for me at my house in my home studio, which is temperature and climate controlled, and you're thugging it in the 980 studios, which do not have working air conditioning.
Yeah, I am thugging it, and I'm surprised you haven't heard this fan that is literally directly to the left of me.
Yeah, I am surprised.
I guess because of the direction of the mic, though.
Yeah, I will say professional radio microphones are very good. They are unidirectional microphones. They are designed to pick up what's right here. And not necessarily if I talk over here. See, that was a fun trick for the people that could see me. Although I think the people just listening, they got it too because they couldn't hear me very clearly. Anyway, the point is the Commanders had a joint practice today with the New England Patriots, and that is where our attention will be for most of the show. I will tell you, however, we will talk Terry McLaurin with the person that I have wanted to most talk about Terry McLaurin's contract negotiations with over the last month, 2 months, 3 months, and that is Joel Corey, the CBS Sports analyst, former NFL agent, who is as good at talking about the contract stuff as anybody in the media world. He's just excellent, and I got like some pretty detailed stuff I want to talk to him about, and so I think it's important because the details matter here. Like, we all kind of agree the general framework of how this is going to go. It's the devil and the details that is going to be interesting, and Joel is a details guy when it comes to the contracts in the NFL. So we start, though, with the joint practices, Anthony, and obviously I am here, you are there. Neither of us is in New England where this joint practice ultimately goes down today, but thanks to plenty of Patriots reporters and Commanders reporters, we have somewhat of an idea of how things went. One of those Commanders reporters, Mitch Tischler of Beltway Football, Monumental Sports Podcast, he will join us coming up at 5 o'clock. It's not a Tuesday, but we're going to have Tischler anyway, a Tischler Wednesday. I feel like I have to start here, Anthony. I got actual flack in the YouTube comments about us joking about Marshawn Lattimore getting into fights. Like, I literally had people being like, how could you possibly – one commenter goes, you're profiling Marshawn Lattimore. I had someone else that was like, "How? I don't think it's fair that you're singling out Marshawn." And I responded to the profile comment. I was like, I am not profiling Marshawn Lattimore. I am reading his profile. Like, he is a guy that has been in multiple – like, they had 3 playoff games last year. He got into 2 fights. Yeah. Like, this is who he is. And sure enough – of the skirmishes that happened today, he's at the center of one of them. It was broken up fairly quickly. The one that got the most notes today was the one between Travion Henderson, the rookie running back for the Patriots, who picked up a blitzer. I have not read who the blitzer was, but it was a big pass pro collision. And Mike Vrabel gets in to get a break up the fight, and Vrabes comes out with a busted cheek. So that's a good time. But I think more substantially, the two things that kind of stand out to me in reading the reports today, Anthony, are we had some big questions going in, and I don't think either of them was answered in the positive for the Commanders. And those two questions were, how would they pass pro, and what's the receiver situation without Terry? And on the pass pro front, There's a lot of reporting about how Jaden was constantly under pressure. And now it's worth pointing out, Brandon Coleman not participating. So the offensive line was shuffled a little bit, and Laremy Tunsil apparently looked amazing. It's the other combination of four that you're concerned about. So at least the big new shiny trade item, that's going well. And there's no one I'd rather talk about that stuff than with Mitch. So we'll get into more detail of who was out there, who struggled, who actually did okay coming up at 5 o'clock. But like, that's concerning because this is how they were going to be more sustainable. This improved offensive line play was how they were not going to have to rely on being historically great on fourth down and really, really good on third down. Statistics that tend to fluctuate year to year in major ways. And the Commanders were top of the league in both, or near the top of the league in both last year. So you have that front. And then you have the receivers who everyone's just kind of like, yeah, outside of, without Terry, this doesn't work. And this is a known commodity. It's enhanced by the fact that Noah Brown was also out. But this receiver room just isn't built to not have Terry McLaurin in it. And that is definitely part of the calculation that Adam Peters is making right now, in terms of playing hardball in the negotiations, because there aren't any games yet. But I think it is a stark reminder that, like, we can say all we want, like, oh, the team's got all the negotiating power. And Terry, like, what is, you know, it is what it is. But, like, if he decides for real not to play or is not the Terry McLaurin that we've known him to be, this offense is really going to struggle to be the level it needs to be for them to get where they want to go. I'm not saying they'll be bad because Jaden's too good for them to be bad. But they're not going to be good. And being average isn't good enough for what the personnel is for this team to get, you know, in Super Bowl contention, which is clearly their goal this year.
Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on motherhood, wellness, self-love, and more. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, I view the Commanders without a Terry McLaurin like that of the Packers. I think the Packers had a whole bunch of wide receiver twos, wide receiver threes, Jordan Love, you know, Matt LaFleur, they were able to, you know, scheme around the talent that they had, and Jordan also was able to elevate them as well or put them in position to be successful. But again, when those games mattered, when the playoffs came around, you can't do much if you don't have a wide receiver one. You need a guy that you can lean on in these pivotal moments. So we definitely did see some reporting about the receivers today. Also on the other side, about Marshawn Lattimore, minus the fight. we did see him also get scored on by, what's his name, something Booty?
Yeah, Booty, whatever his name is. Sorry, apologies to him. I'm not trying to be flippant about his name. I don't remember how to pronounce it.
Yeah.
It's a guy I see every single year, and I'm like, oh, is his name really Booty? Because if it is, I don't want to say Booty and then it not be Booty, because that'd be silly. So I will look up the correct pronunciation. But you were saying.
Yeah, I mean, that was also, you know, something we wanted to, you know, monitor. Is Marshawn the same guy that we traded for last year, where he wasn't giving up touchdowns, where he was, you know, top five in, you know, completion percentage against kind of thing. So, again, a lot of questions going into the training camp, and, you know, some of them in favor of, you know, the Commanders and some not. And that's one of the things that I'm definitely monitoring as Cam goes. Can he get back to the guy we traded for?
It is Kayshon Booty, by the way, is Kayshon. The pronunciation. So Kayshon Booty. I want to circle back to the DBs because that was another story of the day today for sure. We'll get to that next. But I want to go back to your Terry point. Sorry for the ping-ponging here. But it's not, to me, like just about the wide receiver one being a guy you can go to in clutch situations. Like, yes, playoffs last year, Terry was incredible, and having that guy that will rise to the moment, and Terry is that player, like that matters. But it's also what it does to everybody else, right? He dictates coverage. And so if all of a sudden you have your number one guy dictating coverage, and that's either you're their number one corner plus safety help or multiple safeties or just their number one corner, whatever it is, you're taking either in quality or quantity, high number of assets high amount of assets to make sure that he doesn't kill you. That means there's less to cover everybody else. And now Debo's being covered by a second corner or a slot guy. Whoever the other, Noah Brown is not facing a number one corner, or Luke McCaffrey is not facing a number one corner. Jalen Lane is not facing a number one corner because that guy is not occupied with Terry. There's less help to go around safety wise. The way the linebackers play the underneath coverage, that might be pulled a little bit towards Terry's side, that opens up space elsewhere. Like it's not just a production thing with a true bona fide number one receiver. And that is something that is hard to calculate from a value standpoint, but you instantly notice it when it's gone. And that's the thing that I think I don't want to say like the analytics struggle with, because you can tell with stuff. For instance, this is a super simple statistic, but Jaden's QBR last year, I think, was 73 or 78 when Terry was on the field, and 63 when he was off it. I think it was 78 and 63 were the two numbers. So a huge, huge difference in what Jaden Daniels was able to do when Terry's on the field, not just when he throws to him, and not when he's on or off the field. It's the same as like the Golden State Warriors. Yes, Steph Curry is awesome when he shoots, but look at how many layups he gets them because two guys dart with Curry, and then all of a sudden a guy is wide open somewhere else that because they slipped an off-ball screen. Like, that's the kind of impact and pull and gravity a true number one receiver has, and Terry has it. And without him, like, yeah, Zach Ertz is still awesome, and he had another fantastic day. Like, Zach Ertz is a modern marvel at this point. The fact that he's still doing this at his age, when everyone wrote him off 2 years ago, and he looked like he was done 2 years ago. He was on the practice squad for the Lions 2 years ago in the playoffs. Like, that's where his career was. But it's so much more than just what he does, and what he does is worth a whole lot. So this is the balance that Adam Peters is trying to go with, but he also knows that Terry hasn't really missed anything important yet. So why is he going to budge just for the sake of budging, even if, but let's not assume that he doesn't understand the importance of 17. We get back. The Commander secondary has kind of been the rave of camp so far. So what do we make of the fact that they didn't have a great day against New England? We will discuss next on the Hoffman Show.
From the trusted team behind 48 Hours, welcome to Case by Case, your weekly update on the biggest true crime stories unfolding right now.
Nick Reiner remains in custody without bail.
Luigi Mangione accused of stalking and gunning down United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
From high-profile trials and stunning evidence to major breaks in cold cases, we'll follow it all case by case. Follow and listen to 48 Hours Case by Case wherever you get your podcasts.